Mark Twain Speaks. Kindly listen as Mark Twain performer Don McNeil brings the wit and wisdom of America's favorite humorist to life. Everyone is welcome, and cigar smoking is encouraged.
The engineer said it's time to start. My goal today will be to try to stay on task, to be focused. We'll see how that works out for both of us. Soon, it will be the 4th of July. This is the day that we dance on the fossilized bones of King George III. It's the day that the eagle soars the highest. It's the day that we bust our buttons with pride, or because we ate too much. As an example, American sherry cobbler, one of my favorites. We are friends with the British again. All the abuses of power that led to our revolt have been forgotten. With a common origin, a common language, a common literature, and common drinks, what else is needed for the cementing of the two nations together in a permanent bond of brotherhood? We have so many reasons to toast to our success. Just think of it. We are a very progressive people. In the early days, we produced a Washington, a Franklin, a Longfellow, a U.S. Grant. We continue to progress. Most recently, we have produced a Trump and a Pelosi. Just think of the progress we've made. I feel the need to pause while my listeners consider that great accomplishment. We have over 300 million candidates for higher office. Surely we have chosen the cream of the crop. I wonder if we have. Why are people allowed to grow old and feeble while occupying important offices? Some things never change. In my time, and in your time, politicians and diapers should be changed often, and for the same reason. Let's be proud. We have a criminal justice system that is the envy of the world. If a lawyer has a successful career before the bar, he or she is promoted, and perhaps they become a judge. With all that training, education, and experience, is the judge allowed to decide guilt or innocence? Of course not. The judge officiates between the other lawyers. The decision is made by a jury of peers, perhaps a bricklayer, two lady shoe salesmen, a used car salesman, and, well, I think you get the idea. Our jury system faces this great challenge. We must find 12 people who know nothing and can't read. Based on that standard, perhaps a jury made up strictly of members of Congress. No, that wouldn't work. After all, a jury might have to stay awake for 6 hours and actually listen and think. A jury of congressmen would ask for a pay raise if the case they are assigned to lasts more than 2 days. Imagine if the defendant happened to be a lobbyist. This would radically cut short the process. The lobbyist would simply pass the customary envelope full of cash to each juror. A verdict of not guilty would be quickly rendered. Then, of course, the lobbyists would invite the now-dismissed congressional jurors out for an evening of dinner and drinks. What I have just described is not cynical. It is our criminal system at its most efficient. Why should the members of Congress be forced to accept bribes, I mean contributions, in secrecy? It seems unfair. Why are members of Congress forced to accept cash? Can't there be a direct deposit option for bribes? Perhaps we could establish a special congressional branch bank. Bribes, again, I mean contributions, could be deposited there. I grant that this system is not perfect. Far from it. Congressmen would then have access to money that their wives know nothing about. On this point, I speak from personal experience. Whenever I had money that Olivia didn't know about, it created a dangerous situation. The money often went to questionable investments and, of course, the finest Cuban cigars. I enjoyed the cigars. The investments led to near bankruptcy and ruin. I was never able to see an opportunity until it had ceased to be one. When it comes to business, my advice is simple. Don't do what I've done. My time is up. I started with good intentions. I see now that I've gone from the 4th of July to Cuban cigars. Bear with me. I'll try to do better next time. The engineer is shaking his head, signaling to me that I've done it again. I've failed to stay focused. But at age 70, how many of you could stay focused? I'll do better next time. Thank you.